Welcome to A Fond Kiss, written and read by Alice Dale. Previously, David and Philippa went to the pictures for the first time in the evening, but passed some time having drinks in a nearby hotel. She promised to tell her son about David if Craig would agree to a party for his 21st, a year overdue.
"Craig, this is Daisy Thompson," said Christine, beaming. He could see what she meant about her friend being a stunner, and why she'd compared her to Rita Hayworth. She had the same burnished red hair, and yes, even her figure was comparable, and her green satin dress, surely pre-war, echoed the colour of her eyes. She was the right height for looking straight into his face, which she did with a big smile as she performed a little comedy curtsy, saying,
"Welcome to our famous dancing palace, my lord."
"Pleased to meet you, Daisy." He was glad she hadn't offered her hand. It made it easy for him to turn round admiring the surroundings. "Yes, it is quite palatial, isn't it?" he said as they entered the ballroom. "But I didn't expect to be frisked at the door in case we were sneaking in alcohol."
"Och, they're quite right. It could end up like the boozer on a Saturday night if they didn't." "Well, Christine and I'll find a table while yous two gallant gentlemen fetch the drinks."
Having taken their orders, the two men disappeared on their assigned mission. "Well, what do you think of Daisy?" Kevin asked his pal as they moved sideways between the tightly packed patrons to get through to the counter ahead. "She's all Christine said she was," Craig replied. "She is quite like Rita Hayworth, but I see what she meant by a bit of a rough diamond." "Try not to be critical. She's had a tough upbringing. Her mother died when she was 3, and her father brought her and her 2 older brothers up with some help from his sister, who worked in a cannery and probably didn't have much time for etiquette or making any fuss of the children. He's a docker, wee bit coarse, but a heart of gold, same as Daisy." Daisy took Christine's hand and the girls pushed their way through the crowds on the level above the dance floor. A couple rose from a table, making their way down the steps to dance.
"Quick, there's a table!"
Daisy spoke out the side of her mouth while dragging Christine behind her.
"But what if they come back?
Have they left anything on the table?"
"Not that I can see."
"Then it's ours."
Reaching the table, Daisy plumped herself into one of the 4 chairs.
"Didn't they need 4 chairs anyway? There's only 2 of them."
Looking round with sparkling eyes, she added,
"Music's smashing, isn't it? So's your dress, by the way. 11 coupons, eh?"
"None. My mum had some curtain material since before the war. She used it to make this for me.
Anyway, she'd used all her coupons to make blackout curtains. She can make anything."
"Dead brilliant. Wish I could sew."
"I can't either. Probably because Mum's so good at it. I've never needed to learn. Anyway, look who's talking. Your dress is stunning. I've never seen that one before."
"It's a hand-me-down from one of my snooty cousins. I phoned to tell her I was seeing a flight lieutenant tonight and had nothing decent to wear, and Sheila offered me this one. Said she'd been seen in it so often, she doesn't want it back. Who's smashing, in it? Oh, here they are. Here they come. That was quick,"
she said to the boys as they returned with their drinks. A few sips later and Daisy was ready for the dance floor.
"Okay, big boy. How about you and me trip the light fantastic with a few fancy steps?"
"I'm not so sure about the fancy bit. You'll be lucky if I can get round the floor without trampling on your toes. I'm no Fred Astaire." Craig was worried about taking Daisy's hand when they danced. He knew his newly acquired skin felt different from a normal hand, but it didn't seem to faze her at all, and she chattered away merrily while they were dancing.
You're a big fraud.
What do you mean?
Saying you couldn't dance? You're a smashing dancer. I feel just like Ginger Rogers.
Actually, you look more like Rita Hayworth.
This evoked a scream of laughter and earned him a thump on the shoulder.
Oh, bloody flatterer!
Craig was used to much stronger language in the forces, but his mother and sister never swore, and it took him aback to hear it coming from this beautiful girl with the stunning auburn hair and skin like alabaster.
You watch your tongue, young lady, he teased.
Oh, not all that young. What age are you, Craig?
I'll be 22 next month.
Oh, you're just a wee baby,
she smiled.
I'm 24, nearly 25.
A few more dance steps, then.
Do you come here often? Oh, oh dear, that's the oldest pickup line in the business. But I actually meant it. Do you come here often?
This is my first time.
What's smashing, innit?
I'd prefer if there weren't so many American servicemen around.
Why? I think they're smashing.
Smashing seemed to be her favourite word for describing anything she liked.
Their uniforms are real snazzy. I've a friend who got nylons from one of them. A sailor. Just her lucky.
Most of the girls in the hall that night, including Christine and Daisy, had had to paint their legs with gravy browning to resemble stockings. And those who were lucky enough to have a sister or a friend to do it for them had a fashionable seam drawn down the back with eyebrow pencil. Craig continued on the subject of the American servicemen. I also understand that Yanks who are brought home to mother often turn up with chocolates and all sorts of goodies that are rationed here. Wish I could oblige, but no such luck.
Och, I was just pulling your chain. I couldn't do much better than a flight lieutenant.
Hey, watch it. That's the American pronunciation.
With a little smirk, he added, maybe you've been dancing with a lot of them.
Some,
she said, head tilted in mock shyness.
Listen! They've switched to a foxtrot, and foxtrot's my favourite.
As she snuggled closer. I don't think I know this tune. What's it called?
It's called Solo Flight. That should suit you. I bet you've done lots of solo flights.
I certainly did, he said, and his spin turned through her head off his shoulder. Leaning back happily in his arms, she said,
that must have been so exciting.
It was until I was shot down by a Messerschmitt and fell into the English Channel.
And he tugged her a little roughly into another spin. Her big green eyes opened wide.
No kidding! Did you really? What happened?
He danced a few more steps before answering. My plane caught fire and I bailed out. Let's forget it. Taking her hand, he led her abruptly off the dance floor, back to their table.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
It's okay. Another drink?
Yes, please. Another Coke.
She sat down and he ran urgently to the drinks counter. When he returned, her little evening bag was on the table, but no sign of Daisy, until he spotted her dancing with an American soldier. His first reaction was anger at Daisy, but also at himself for allowing his stutter to return unexpectedly. He placed their drinks on the table and sat down. Almost immediately, Kevin and Christine returned from dancing.
I see the usual has happened. Kevin grinned as he nodded towards Daisy.
Craig watched her swaying hips. She fancies the Yanks, doesn't she?
She fancies a pair of nylons more, Christine quipped. Well,
Maybe I should just leave it to it, Craig said, rising and making his way towards the exit.
Thank you.